Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Olectra Greentech Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amar Kant Gaur of Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Gaur.
Thank you, Manav. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Axis Capital, I welcome you to the Q4 and full year FY24 post-results conference call of Olectra Greentech. From the management team, we have with us Mr. B. Sharat Chandra, CFO, and Mr. P. Hanuman Prasad, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Sharat Chandra for his opening remarks, post which we can have the Q&A. Over to you, Mr. Sharat Chandra.
Thank you, Mr. Amar. Good evening, everyone. We are taking as read the presentation which is put on our website along with the safe harbor statement thereon. We are pleased to announce good consolidated results showing growth of top line and bottom line for the financial year 2023-24. Though the performance of fourth quarter was impacted due to the supply chain constraints, the operating margins remain positive for the quarter four and full year. We have delivered 1,695 electric buses and 51 tippers till 31st March 2024. I would like to present the key highlights of your company for the financial year 2024 at a glance. The company has secured the world's largest e-bus order of 5,150 buses from MSRTC, received 3,000 electric buses order from BEST Mumbai, one court case for BEST 2,100 order, first OEM in the country to achieve a milestone of 10,000+ electric bus orders, homologated and completed AIS 038 certification for all bus models for the batteries, successfully extended the cooperation agreement with BYD till 31st December 2030. Olectra buses have successfully covered more than 20 crore kilometers across the length and breadth of the country. Strong demand remains with the company's net order book of electric buses at 10,969 numbers after delivering 500 buses in financial year 2024. Our focus continues on increasing our capacity and enhancing our technology capabilities. The construction work of the new state-of-the-art plant is in full swing, and partial production from the facility has commenced from this month. To incentivize the shareholders, the board has recommended a dividend of 10%. Now, I'll begin to provide the key highlights for the full year on a consolidated financials. The revenue for the financial year 2023-24 was 1,154.1 crores, up by 6%. The company's EBITDA for the full year reached an impressive 185.5 crores, marking a growth of 20% compared to previous year. The PBT surged to 105.8 crores, an increase of 18% versus the previous fiscal of 89.4 crores. The PAT stands at 78.7 crores, up by 18% compared to previous fiscal of 66.9 crores. On a standalone basis, revenue for the financial year 2023-24 was flat at 1,114 crores. The company's EBITDA for the full year reached an impressive 168 crores, an increase of 13% compared to the previous year of 148.6 crores. The PBT surged to 98.7 crores, an increase of 8% versus the previous fiscal 91.1 crores. The PAT stands at 73.6 crores, up by 4% compared to previous fiscal 70.7 crores. The quarter four, as I mentioned in the initial remarks, was impacted due to the supply chain constraints post-certification of the battery safety norms. Accordingly, on a consolidated basis, the revenue for the quarter four is down, and correspondingly, the operating margins as well as PBT and PAT have been down for the quarter four. Thank you, and over to the Axis team for the quarter Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Balamurthy Krishna from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. I missed that opening remarks. Could you please repeat how many buses you have produced in this quarter?
Yeah, total for the full year 507 buses, and for the quarter is about 131.
131. So on how much we are expecting in this financial year, sir, FY25? How many buses we can produce?
FY25, we are expecting a number of about 2,000 plus numbers.
One more thing, sir, regarding that PM ESA tender. So I think there is a one bidder was already awarded some number of buses in the initial tender. What is your position in earlier call? I think at that time we haven't participated in the tender. So whether we have participated in the tender and are in the first tender we haven't participated, and any outcome of the tender?
My colleague Ramesh will address this question.
We have in the tender, and we, but however, the competitor has received the order.
Okay. And regarding the second tender, I think the second tender is also out. So we are also going to participate in that tender itself.
Yes, we are going to participate in the second tender itself, and as of now, it is due in May month.
Okay, understood. So, and regarding this new facility, sir, whether it's in full-fledged or still about to ramp up, and I think we are talking about the starting the second shift. So, what is the plan for that? When we can implement that?
Mr. Balamurthy, basically we have started, as I think we have discussed earlier, we have done the trial production in the month of February, and we are transitioning into the new plant, and we are just completing the process, and whatever teething issues are there, we are resolving it, and by the end of quarter one, we'll be ready in the new plant. Partial commencement of production we are going to start. We have already started. By quarter one, we are going to ramp up.
Okay, in that one we can expect two shifts running, sir, or we are planning for single shift operation?
Generally, the OEMs generally operate for about 12 hours shifts. So if it is required, we can extend it. So initially we are thinking of doing a single shift.
Okay, and UTIPER, sir, could you please throw some light on how things standing out, and what is the order book of UTIPER, sir?
As of now, E-Tippers, we are conducting a lot of demos and trials across various project sites. The conversion, the ramp-up is yet to happen. The traction is yet to happen. We have about 41 orders, tippers to be orders on hand. We have delivered totally till date about 51 tippers. In the last financial year, about 34. And we have about 41 tippers orders on hand.
Okay, sir. Lastly, on this guidance for 2,000 buses, do you see any challenges which may stop us to achieving that guidance? Because in the last financial year, also we have a good guidance, but we could not able to achieve because of various reasons like battery norms. So do you see any challenges we can face in this financial year itself also to because of that we could not able to achieve this guidance of 2,000 buses?
As of now, we are not foreseeing any major challenges. We are going to ramp up from quarter two onwards. So quarter one will be a little slow because we are in the transition to new plant. And for Q2 onwards, we are going to ramp up the production. We are not expecting any challenges as of now.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Siddharth Agarwal from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. How are you doing, all of you?
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Siddharth. How are you?
Yeah, great. But, I was just a bit depressed on seeing our Q4 numbers. And when you said that you had supply side constraint, could you just elaborate on it, that what happened exactly, you know, during the quarter because of which our production was impacted? Production or sales, whatever was impacted?
Yeah, see, basically, I think to elaborate, Government of India has introduced the safety norms for the battery, where the testing and compliance certification is required to be done. As the facilities were not available in India, the testing has to be done online in China. It took more time and it was beyond our control and capacity. We successfully completed all the trials and obtained requisite certificates, but in the interim, we lost about almost 2 quarters. And post-certifications, the supply ramp-up by the manufacturer, the vendor, there was constraints in ramping up the production. So that is the reason the quarter four and the full year got impacted. And that is one reason. Second is keeping our future production requirements. We have transitioned to the new plant and started pilot production from a new facility in February 24. We are in the process of streamlining the process and initial teething issues are we are trying to overcome. And by end of this quarter, the production capacity will get enhanced. And for your kind information, we have rolled out the first batch of delivery from this facility this month.
Sorry, what is the last sentence, sir? You have rolled over?
We have rolled out our first batch of deliveries from this facility.
Yeah. So, so how much time did it take you and what is the batch that you have rolled out? I think February 1st to February 4th we started, right?
Okay.
The trial production over there?
See, basically, we have trial production we did in February. It's more of trial. And then we are now doing the partial commencement of production in one particular body shop. We are in the first batch of delivery, about 30 numbers.
Okay. So that has been done?
Yeah, that has been done.
That has been given to the customer?
Yeah.
Okay. So that has been given. And now... So till March we did 30 over there. So let's say the story is over there. Now from April onwards, where are we seeing per month? Because I think it's going to be a subdued quarter. Huh? Sorry?
Hello?
Yes, sir. I think April, May, June are also going to be a subdued month, right?
This quarter will be subdued because we are in the process of transition. We are hoping the numbers to be in line with quarter four or slightly better than quarter four.
So around 100 maximum?
150 to 200. We are targeting 150 to 200.
Total for the quarter. And then from next Q2 onward, monthly production you're looking at?
Overall, we are, as I mentioned, about 2,000 numbers is what we are targeting. So okay. We are going to accordingly ramp up from quarter two onwards.
Okay, but you're not seeing any supply side constraints or those testing norms and all affecting you as of at all from now onwards?
As of now, we are not foreseeing any challenges.
No, so those, you know, the checking and all which you were saying, so those things are behind us or it's still happening?
So that is behind us.
Totally behind us. So now all those testing norms are finished, right?
Testing part, yes.
It's done with, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, in terms of our e-tippers, what kind of numbers are we doing now? Monthly run rate or something, whatever it
is? E-tippers, we did not do any sale in quarter four. We have been doing extensively demos and trials in various project sites. The conversion, though the performance of tipper is very, very good, the conversion of the private inquiries into order is yet to, the traction is yet to happen. We have about 41 orders on hand.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and till now we have delivered 51, you said, right?
Till date, cumulatively 51 numbers were delivered.
Okay, and last question for myself. So, right now our capacity is 200 units per month for buses. And when are we planning to ramp it up, if at all, FY25 or FY26?
Yeah, in the new plant, to start with, we are ramping up the production up to 2,500 numbers. And by the end of the financial year, we are expected to touch about 5,000.
Okay, targeting. 400, almost 400 per month. Okay,
yes.
Okay, fine. And thank you. We can move on to the next. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Aryan Mehta from Mehta Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. quarter after quarter, the execution has been very slow. Something and the other always pops up. So can we expect that we'll adhere to the timeline of the orders that we have received?
Yes, so as in the initial question was raised, we have already clarified the reasons why the numbers got impacted. So we are actually planning to ramp up the capacity in the new plant targeting to fulfill the orders on hand. So we are targeting about 2,000 numbers in this financial year minimum, about 5,000 numbers in the next financial year, and 10,000 numbers in the following year, wherein the existing orders, all orders will be completed.
Okay, that sounds great. And also, sir, to clarify on the 2,000 number, last quarter you gave a guidance of 2,500 for FY25. So has anything changed and on why you are giving 2,000 numbers?
No, since the quarter one has been subdued, the coming quarter is subdued, and then see, we are conservatively giving a 2,000 to 2,500 numbers.
Mm-hmm. And my final question. My final question is that we are a pioneer in e-tipper space in India. And can you see the opportunity for e-tippers maybe 3 or 5 years down the line, that how many tippers could be sold that year and what would be the expected penetration of e-tippers maybe in the future sometime?
See, there is definitely a lot of potential in e-tippers and trucks because the operational economics is quite good, significant. But as you are aware, there are other inherent challenges for the conversion, because in typical ICE engines there's a lot of ICE diesel pilferage which happens in the project sites. So once we convert into EV segment totally electrified, so these issues will not be there. So that is also one reason where the private people there is resistance is there. But apart from that, the product is excellent and the economics is quite viable. We are trying to actually work on localization. We are trying to reduce the cost. See, our product is premium product. So the whatever supplies we have done, 51 tippers till date are doing very, very well in all the project sites. So we expect the traction to happen in the next 2 quarters in this year.
Thank you so much and all the best, sir.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Gaurang from Utility Unified. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible. Please go ahead with your questions.
Yeah, good evening, team. My first question is related to the 2,400 BESP order, which was notified on 22nd of February 2024 to the exchanges. So, as per the tender which was floated by BSP, the requirement was of 2,400 plus the 25% variation. So, is there any chance to grab those additional 600 buses as part of the remaining 25% clause?
As per the letter of award and as per the agreement, both actually that 25% is there. Once we complete this 2,400, automatically that 600 we can expect.
Okay, thank you. Good to know about that. My second question is with respect to the same tender of 12-meter 2,400 buses. So the value which was notified was 4,000 crore. So it basically comes to around 1.70 crore. But the first tender of 12-meter 2,100 buses, so that time the approximate value was 3,675 crore, so which comes to around 1.75 crore. So I just wanted to understand the reason behind fall in per bus revenue, since the bus configuration is almost the same. Because if you remember the first order of 2,100, that was coming to around 3675 crore, which is 1.75 crore. But this time it's coming to 1.70. So just wanted to understand why is the reason behind falling per bus.
See, basically, I think the one is the timing. The first tender was done quite long time back, whereas this is the latest tender. The prices also, we have been working rigorously. To increase the localization content and reduce the cost to be competitive in the market. So accordingly, the time, since the timing is different, the cost also is slightly different.
Fair, fair enough. Okay, my last question. So recently, UPSRTC, which is Uttar Pradesh State Transport Corporation, has announced to deploy 50,000 electric buses over a period of 4-5 years. So with related to the same, the first tender of 5,000 odd electric buses have been floated. So I just wanted to know if Olectra has decided to place the bids for the same.
1 minute, yeah.
Yes, sir. But as of now, the tender is on NCC basis. As of now, all the OEMs in India and operators are not interested to participate in NCC. So, including us, all the OEMs have submitted our request to convert into GCC. And all the OEMs are under pursuance with UPSRTC. We are expecting that this tender will refloat as GCC. And after that, we are very much interested because it's UP is a very growing state and we want to receive orders from UP.
Oh, that's great to know. Okay, my final question. Also, are you expecting a FAME 3 to come up for private electric and trucks and buses? Like, what is going around in the circle in terms of policy making? Any idea on that?
See, as of now, because of the elections, no orders or no sanctions can come. As of now, it is silent, so we have to wait for the elections to get over and then the announcements will happen. But as you are, I think you must be tracking, the Government of India is pushing very hard for electrification of public transportation. And as of now, the percentage of population of EV conversion is very, very less than 1%. And so definitely the government, we are expecting the government to come with some policy guidelines.
Okay. And sir, recently MHA has released that our government target is to convert all the buses to from diesel to electric, and they have given a figure of 8 lakh buses to be converted into electric from diesel by 2030.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I was coming from, so same there. Nonetheless, thank you so much for answering all the questions, and I wish the Olectra team a glorious next FY24-25.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Umashankar Mukherjee, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I have a couple of questions. The first question is, what about the capital expenses, 800 crore? We read from media that 400 crore from the promoters and 400 crore from bank. What is the update on this?
Yeah. What is the second question?
Yeah, second question is about... as people are saying that 8 lakh crore buses and lot of, by 2030, we have lot of scope, right? So, in the supply line change, disruption or some other better cases, we are getting, every quarter, we are getting, we are failure to achieve our target, and it is not good sign. So, from these lessons, can we learn and possibly plan future for next capex to achieve that goal? Maybe we can buy land or some other thing. And that should be not the same state like Andhra or Hyderabad. It can be north or some other coast part of India. Can you have a larger plan for that in the future? So that now, whatever is getting good contract, I mean, we should deliver, right? We should have our partner ready. Maybe we should have 30,000 or 20,000 per year capacity. Can you have a plan for coming 2 years?
Yeah. To answer your first question, regarding the capex for the new greenfield plant at our Sitarapur plant. So, we are now going with a term loan of about 500 crores. We have received sanctions from the commercial banks, and recently the board has approved, and we are in the process of completing the documentation, and next 2 to 3 weeks time, we are planning to do the drawdown. That is the first question. Second is the supply chain aspect. We have already acquired 150 acres of land in Hyderabad, and we are building up world's largest EV manufacturing facility in terms of EV buses. And to start with, the capacity is built for 5,000 numbers by the end of 1 year, and it can go up to 10,000 numbers within year 2. And based on the requirements, we can make a shift, double shift, or triple shift workings, and then increase the capacity to meet the requirements.
Yeah, sir, this is we are aware of this total second shift. We can have total 10,000. I am saying that in future, enhance to that, we can have it proposed from the getting approval for buying a land in different states for our next capex, not this one, planned one. Maybe we should have target 30,000 or more capacity per year. Maybe it's, I know it will take time, but if we plan now only, then only we can showcase our pipeline, and it's easy to get a new deal. So can you have other plans?
As a point noted, we'll have to deliberate internally. As of now, we have we are focusing on building up existing new plants. At an appropriate time, we will revert if we are having any plans to set up any facility outside the state.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. We have our next question from the line of Sameer Deshpande, a shareholder. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Sameer, please go ahead.
As everyone has experienced the disappointment over the, we are not in a position to meet any of our targets, and every quarter we have been facing various challenges. So now you mentioned that we have the total order book of about 11,000 odd buses. Is it correct?
Yes. Approximately about 11,000 numbers.
Yeah. And actually, we are the actually in India, we are the first in this. So from this, I am not in a position to know whether we are the largest players in India in e-buses currently, with the annual sales of only 507 buses. Or are there any other competitors who are selling more number of buses than you in India to the government?
As of now, we along with competitors like Tata Motors and Switch Mobility of Ashok Leyland are the major players. In terms of order book, we are the largest. And in terms of delivery till date, we and in terms of operations, we are the we are India's number one. So as far as the constraints were there, it is applies not only to us, it applies to our entire EV segment. And hopefully the constraints we are overcoming, and then we hope to ramp up the production and supply in the current financial year.
Our sales of 507 is the largest if you take in the annual year in this year for the entire industry, electric bus industry.
See, basically for any industry, it takes time. EV as such is still at an nascent stage. About almost 1.8 million buses are in operation. And as per the Government of India initiatives and the vehicle scrappage policies, large number of buses are going to get replaced by 2030. So in view of this, the entire industry is actually building the supply chain. So it is going to take some time. So we, as a company, till now cumulatively, we have delivered about close to 1,700 buses.
Okay.
1,700 buses, 1,695 to be precise, till 31st March 2024.
And regarding the new plant, you mentioned that the trial production is on, and by the end of the quarter one, you will be in a position to ramp up your production capacity to around 2,500 per annum. Is it correct?
Yeah, you are correct.
So the first quarter will be a slower one, and the rest of the three quarters, we hope to sell about 1,800 odd buses. So 200 to meet the target of 2,000 crores, which we have set for ourselves.
Correct. Yes, you are right.
And regarding the if you see our balance sheet, we have cash above 170-75 crores and a debt of over 120 crores. Now for the capex for the first plant is already over. Now you are mentioning that the capacity is going to be ramped up to 5,000 by next year and to 10,000 by the second year, 26-27. So for that purpose, what will be the incremental capital expenditure will be required?
total capex planned is about 700 odd crores. Out of that, 500 crores is what we are taking as term debt, and balance 200 crores is from internal accruals. So, and to this particular capex plan will take care of the civil side. It can cater to 10,000 numbers. The plant and machinery balancing equipment may be required, maybe about 100 odd crores to increase to 10,000.
So the total is around 700 crores, and out of that already we have spent something on the new plant, no? First plant?
No, we have actually initial first plant was a leased facility. We were, so this is our own plant, first old plant. We have spent about 100 odd crores till date.
The balance will be spent with the internal accruals and some term debt will be taken.
Yes, correct.
No, no plan to raise capital, equity capital.
As of now, we are basically not yet decided. So, so as of now, there are no plans as on date.
And now this battery norms problem you mentioned, that because see, the testing facilities are not available in India and government has made it mandatory safety norms, etc. So the problem still persists, or that is you have to get it checked from some other country?
The certification is over now. We received in quarter two. But post-certification, the vendor has to ramp up their production because of the change in the norms. So accordingly, the ramp up has taken time. So because of that reason, because not only us, entire industry are importing battery cells and the powertrain components. So we are dependent on imports for the battery cell and battery the powertrain components. So as of now, no Indian company is making. It's in the process of there. Some of the companies have started. So maybe in 2 or 3 years' time, the battery cells will be available in India.
So the problem is still there. So what, when you ramp up your production, say about, and say about 2,000 or 1,500 or etc., will that vendors will be in a position to cope up that?
Yeah, we have had a very detailed deliberations, meetings, various meetings with the vendors, and we have definitely confirmations. So, and then they'll be in a position to supply.
And with respect to this order book, when we have some tenders and we have the delivery schedule of May, actually booked for next 2 years and 3 years. So when there, if there is a price rise in between, that is the commodity prices go up, the steel prices go up, or whatever battery prices go up, then in that case, are we compensated in the same commensurate way?
See, basically, we are expecting the battery prices to come down. I think you can go through the studies. From a $200 per kilowatt, it is likely to come down by 50%, 100% in next 2 to 3 years, or it can come up even much before. So we are not expecting any major changes because the major 40-45% is the cost of the battery components, battery component is the total cost. And other components, if there's a price increase or a price escalation, like steel or other raw materials, we operate on cost-based model, and we will be in such a situation, mutually we discuss with the customers to modify the price.
So if required, some modification can be done, because otherwise when the delivery schedules are delayed, it takes 2 years and 3 years. Who can predict the costing environment after such a long time?
Correct.
So will we compensated if there is any big change? Hello?
Last bit I was not clear. I was not able to hear you, please.
No, what I was asking, since the delivery schedules get delayed, and suppose you have to supply it after 1 year, and if you are required because of the delays, you supply it after 2 years or 3 years, the prices will change. And in that case, if the price, as you mentioned, the battery prices come down, etc., it's fair. But if there is, it is to our disadvantage, and if we keep on losing money on that, will that cost be borne by the customer, or we have to bear it?
No, actually, just to clarify, Mr. Samir. See, we operate on a cost-plus model. See, on a volume and on a, based on the volumes, we expect the operating margins to remain healthy. We don't expect major challenges in operating margins. So the cost comes down, the sale price comes down, the cost goes up, the sales price goes up. So that is how it is. So there's a flexibility to revise the prices, but generally we factor inflation while quoting the prices at the time of bidding.
That's fair. Okay, and all the best. Let us hope we have a good financial year coming financial and going forward also. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Rishabh Agnihotri, a shareholder. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Hi. I'm not going to talk about the old strategy.
You are not certainly clear. Can you use
can
the headset?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, better. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm just saying that I'm not going to focus on the past quarters. I'm just focusing on the upcoming ones. One thing I don't understand is one of the reasons why we back Olectra is because of the promoter Mega, right? And you guys have built dams and you've built tunnels and all. So I just don't understand that, from that perspective and spectrum, putting a factory in capacity expansion should be not that hard, right? So I just don't understand, why is it not being prioritized or what are the actual restrictions? Because the battery norm thing that we have been hearing since the last quarter, I totally understand that this is a new field and, it's more innovative in general, but we somewhere the overall transparency or clarity is not there. So if you can throw some light on this, that would be very helpful because, the execution numbers are, we can track this data in real time on Vahan and this data is like quite different. Like, 1 month you're just producing one bus and 1 month you're producing 95 plus buses. So I just don't understand where's the problem coming exactly.
Just 1 minute on Vahan clarification from my colleague.
Yeah, the Vahan data is state to state have a from the let's say when we dispatch from our plant, maybe we have multiple customers at multiple locations, right? And at Olectra, our part is to only do a TR, and after that, our customers will do the registration and other things. Maybe few buses will be delivered in Hyderabad. Maybe in 1 or 2 days, it got registered. Maybe few buses will go to states like Assam, where you need to transport the buses itself for more than 15 days or so. And few buses will go to Maharashtra and various locations of India. So state to state, the registration procedures are different. So it is taking time. The Vahan data only takes when the bus got registered.
Got it. So it might be operating at a delay. Totally understand that part. But just one thing which I want to understand is like why is the execution overhang there, especially for us, right? I mean, we have been pioneers in this field. We've launched it before. I think the capacity plan and utilizations all are commendable, no doubt about it. It's just that, all of our investors are like, we're just around that finish line and we can see that this Olectra might just boom up. But, these risks, like sort of execution risks keep coming up. So if you can just share some light, because the battery norms, I don't think that was last quarter to quarter, right? And, we moved and expanded our factory. I mean, 100 buses is like from that spectrum where you're saying that you go to 400 buses. I think it's not that digestible, right? So, if you can share a bit more information, that would be very helpful.
So I think we have clarified very clearly post certifications, the supply chain constraints in ramping up the production based on the new certification norms. So there has been ramping up issues from the vendor side. The second is on the transitioning. We have been transitioning toward the new plant. Being transitioned to new plant, there were teething issues, which we are resolving. By end of this quarter one, we'll be streamlining the production in the new plant. And as far as the MEL is concerned, the MEL is the parent company. Of course, we have full support from MEL wherever this is required. But as a philosophy of the group, all the companies have to be self-sufficient and independent. Wherever we require support from MEL, they have been supporting. So, and we have sufficient, we have relevant board as well as shareholder approval to approach MEL in case of a need. So based on the deliberations of internal management, we have going to raise a term loan to the extent of 500 crores, and post which the current capacity will be expanded initially to start with to 2,500 to 5,000 by the end of year one. By year two, we expect the ramp up of the production to 10,000 numbers.
And I mean, so the targets have been downsizing ever since, we've been tracking this for last 1.5 years now, right? So the targets like get downsized as soon as the quarter reality hits. So we just hope that this time there are no problems and, things go in the right direction. Because, competitors are definitely coming up in the field. KTM has been doing really well. Tata is producing large amount of buses and getting it delivered, registered. I mean, I'm seeing that data on Vahan, there's like large disparity. So I'm just worried as Olectra's investors and well-wishers that we shouldn't stay behind that's all I have to say. I just hope that, the next meeting, we're meeting on better terms. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Rishabh. We definitely were striving, and from quarter two onwards, the production will get ramped up and dispatches will definitely be much better than earlier quarter. And this financial year, 25-26, will be historically we'll be surpassing all the numbers.
Thank you so much.
24-25.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Sanjay, shareholder. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible, Mr. Sanjay.
Hi, good evening all. It's really a disappointing quarter for investors as well as I'm sure for the company as well. The last three quarters, every time we are getting projections, after Q1 call, we got a projection of 800 buses, and Q2 we got 1,000 plus, then Q3 we got 800 plus. There was a problem already informed about the battery problem, battery norms. Now with the supply chain, because probably the vendor is not able to give those batteries and that impacted your delivery of that. So these problems, definitely if you are already known problem, then you wait till end of the quarter and then inform that, okay, this is a problem. It can be great if you can, whatever problems are there, why don't you just upfront tell, because what are the projections are given 800 plus at the end of the Q3 quarter. Now if the problem is there, it could have been just informed. Again, getting shocker at the end of the quarter. So that's one thing. It looks like an execution and operations issue, on that. In between, Mr. Pradeep has come on the television channel and it was again confirmed that it was 800 plus buses to be delivered in this particular financial year, last financial year. It would be great, if we be more transparent and update everyone about any changes are happening in projections. Second is about good, you guys are doing very good work coming on the call and explaining it. Last three calls, we haven't had Mr. Pradeep coming and addressing investors. Maybe we saw him on the television with the channel. But it would be great if next call to the call, if Pradeep and many senior people come on the call. And this is really frustrating, for the investor perspective. All projections are going for toss on that. For the Q1 perspective, again, you are saying the quarter will be subdued because though like you are saying that the problem of the supply chain is solved, only the transition of new plant may be happening, but still the buses will not be delivered more than Q4 probably on that. So how the things are being taken care of? And about the new plant, is it going to be fully functional by June 1st or July or August? What are the timelines for that?
It's partial. One of the body shops partially we are completing it. So construction is progressing. By end of this calendar year, we are hopeful of the capacity to be ready. By end of 31st March 25, we expect the capacity to be around 5,000 numbers.
Yeah, that is right. So the transition to the new plant, it is not yet started. It is a May now, end of April now, and almost May and June. So this is the next 2 months you are not transitioning to the new plant.
We have already started the trial production. We have started dispatching the first batch of numbers from there. And the ramp up will happen from quarter two.
Okay, but there is a specific reason that the supply chain problem is solved, so it is not going to be, you cannot increase the capacity compared to Q4 in Q1, and it will be still around same number of what you are saying in Q1 on that.
Q1 will be subdued, and Q2 onwards will be ramping up.
Okay, and the other question is about, other than T-Bus and T-Bus is now anything new you guys are planning to launch in FY25, like hydrogen bus or three-wheelers or cars, any other plans are there in FY25 from our company?
As of now, there are no such plans.
So the hydrogen bus prototype, that was just a prototype. There is no further progress on anything on making into production there.
As of now, we have supplied prototype bus, and so we have already mentioned earlier the trials will take more time, and it's a new technique.
Okay. All right. I think yeah, it will be great if we get updates.
Sorry to interrupt, yeah? Sir. We have the management line disconnected. Please wait. We will join them back.
Hello.
We have our next question from the line of Mr. Gorang from Utility Unified. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, okay, this is more of an appreciation that I wanted to convey to the team. Since I stay in Mumbai, so far delivered 12-meter AC buses have been received extremely good positive reviews. So, congratulations for that. I mean, I've been hearing since from all quarters of people that they have really appreciated this bus. So, God bless you all, and I hope Almighty gives us strength to deliver the 5,000 pending buses at the earliest. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for the feedback, and definitely we are striving to complete the deliveries as per the plan.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Mr. Sunil, shareholder. Please go ahead.
It's not audible.
Hi, this is Sunil. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, you are audible. Please go ahead with your questions.
Yeah. So, as per the original plan, we need to do the automation, right? Almost like 60 to 70% of the automation. So, did we finalize the automation vendor?
Yes, we are in the process of finalizing all the vendors. We have already shortlisted and closed the discussions. So it's a continuous process. So by end of this year, we will have the capacity to build up to 5,000 with automation, which includes automation.
So with automation, without automation, how much the capacity will range? Will it depend, or it doesn't make any much difference, like with automation, without automation?
The granular manner the plant is built. So we have two body shops. So first body shop is being is ready now. So where we did the trial production and then commenced the supply of first batch of buses. So automation we are doing in the second body shop.
Yeah. And the second thing is like recently, like I don't remember exactly, the one of the RTC, they raised a warning stating like we missed some deliverables. So based on the timeline which we need, we are supposed to deliver. So how are we going to address that? Because they might be having the penalty clause on them, right? If there are further delays?
Yeah, see what is happening is, I think we have clarified this question in the earlier calls. So the electric bus operations is highly remunerative to the STU, and in terms of their scope of bus, the scope, they are supposed to give us the depot space and also with power. So sometimes, as for example, in the state of Mumbai itself, about almost 100 plus depots are required to be established. And in the state of Maharashtra, about 173 depots are required to be established. So their responsibility, the STU's responsibility, is to allocate the space and provide the power to us. And based on that, we have to be charging.
And my next question is like, are we planning to run, because still the new production capacity is in full, until it comes to full production capacity, why don't we run the old production capacity and the new production so that it will meet the delivery and everything, and means with the RTCs and for the investors also? Why can't we run both the things? Is it not viable for us?
See, basically, operationally, it's not convenient. So because otherwise we need to have two general managers operating the old plant and the new plant, and we want to basically focus from one under one roof, wherein we want to granularly build the body shop and the chassis assembly and the battery assembly and all the other relevant sheds. So
And Volectra, sir, Volectra is known for its quality product in the market. If you operate in a old plant and a new plant, if there are, if for the same customer also, if there is difference in qualities and other things, it will be issue. So we don't want to lose the brand value and quality parameters. That is our the prime SOP.
But okay, my next question is like, what is the probability like you know, because for Q1 we are estimating like, you know, we'll be having a little bit of lesser numbers. So even the same risk can be continued to Q2 also, right? Because if the, because we are only planning to operate only from the new plant. So during this transition phase, it might be because if any new factor comes into picture during this transition phase, even the Q2 also might get disturbed because of this, right?
See, we are planning to do about that is the reason we are building up capacity slowly. About 200 numbers is what we are targeting in quarter one. Doubling it up in quarter two, and thereafter the quarter three and quarter four we are going to increase significantly.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. We thank all the stakeholders for their continuous support. And we are definitely striving to beat our numbers. Historically, we are striving to have excellent top line and bottom line in financial year 24-25. And we continue to have the support from the stakeholders. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you so much.